This is Ozarks at Large. Is Walmart's legendary supply chain able to withstand the economic ravages of a global coronavirus pandemic? Yes, according to Matt Waller, dean of the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with Waller last week, and she brings us this report.
Along with managing his academic responsibilities at the Walton College of Business, Matt Waller researches the retail industry writ large.
My research area is retail and consumer product supply chain management. So it's pretty broad in that area, not just Walmart.
Waller has been closely monitoring retailers, including Walmart, on operational responses to the December outbreak in China, which quickly turned into an epidemic and then pandemic within just a few months. In late January, travel to that country was discouraged. By mid-February, many businesses, including Amazon and later Walmart, began to implement remote work policies at headquarters.
Except for people who are, you know, essential, critically important to day-to-day, the home office is operating remotely at this point.
Walmart also set up an emergency operations center task force to inform store workers and staff about risks associated with the coronavirus, allowing for emergency leave. Executive and staff international travel was restricted, later domestic travel, as well as in-person conferencing. Things accelerated further after an associate in Cynthiana, Kentucky, became ill with the virus.
Walmart is probably better than any retailer at dealing with crises, and that's been true for a long time. The first time I really realized it was during Katrina.
In late August 2005, Hurricane Katrina, a Category 5 storm, devastated portions of the Gulf Coast, including the city of New Orleans, killing over 1,200 people. Federal response gravely lagged, but Walmart mobilized massive transports of food and water to survivors. In this disaster cycle, rather than respond to an avalanche of pandemic media interview requests, Walmart officials took to blogging updates and alerts on Walmart.com. For example, to address panic buying of paper cleaning and packaged food items at supercenters and local markets, the retailer has twice in the past week reduced store hours, allowing for restocking and store disinfection, now allowing elders time to shop before stores open. Waller says online purchasing for store pickup has also increased due to the pandemic.
I've seen some market research that suggests that when people try grocery pickup, they want to switch to it. And I think Walmart is probably one of the only retailers that can do it efficiently at this point.
And the company has most recently placed purchase limits on certain items targeted by hoarders.
Walmart uses a lot of truckload transportation or intermodal to get product from suppliers to their distribution centers. Those shipments tend to be homogeneous. So, you know, you might have one or just a few different types of products in a truckload. And then it's put into the distribution centers, and distribution centers are fairly close to the stores, relatively.
The retailer also does something called backhauling.
For most retailers, and it was true for Walmart for a long time, the trucks would then come back to the distribution center empty. But because Walmart is a master at backhaul, they will find supplier distribution centers or factories that are close to wherever they dropped off, you know, the load to the store, pick up a load and bring it to the DC. My point is that because Walmart is good at transporting in large quantities, you know, they're prepared for these kinds of surges more than a retailer that may have a wide variety and less volume.
And being close to distribution centers allows Walmart to quickly respond to changes in demand, he says.
Walmart's well positioned for this kind of a thing, both in terms of their transportation strategy and their inventory management.
Waller says Walmart brick and mortar stores are not allowed to engage in price gouging.
Walmart has something called everyday low price. You know, the promise of everyday low price is that you don't have to shop around.
Walmart has an alert app to notify headquarters of any price gouging.
So in other words, if you're a shopper and you see a price that's too high, you can report it.
As for global suppliers and hobbled international shipping ports impairing the U.S. supply chain?
A lot of the products that people are stocking up on are made domestically. So, you know, food products, paper products, hand sanitizer, soap, those kind of things tend to be made in the markets in which they're sold. What's affected more are products that have long supply chains, things like apparel, computers, electronics in general.
Waller warns that key spare parts for U.S. factory production is manufactured overseas.
So it is affecting our supply chain already. We may not see it clearly, but it's absolutely affecting it. The good thing about Walmart is that they have the largest sourcing footprint in the world.
As coronavirus case counts presently decline in China, he says, manufacturing will revive once workers are allowed to return. And post-pandemic, Waller says, we could see major product surpluses.
The factories that are making, like, say, toilet paper or hand sanitizer or bottled water, whatever it may be, is they're operating at full capacity right now. That means that those plants are ordering things from suppliers, and their suppliers are ordering things from their suppliers as fast as they can. And it goes up the whole supply chain. So all of a sudden, when coronavirus goes away, consumers will stop buying all this stuff, right? And they've got months of supply of the product in their pantries, in their house. And at the same time, the factories way upstream are producing as if this is never going to stop. And so when it stops, there's going to be a huge amount of inventory way upstream.
For the fiscal year ending late January, Walmart total revenue was $524 billion. And despite a massive surge in panic purchasing in stores and online, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon recently said on the record he expects his company to take a hit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.